Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to The Metaphysical Edge on GGM Radio, which plays over the airwaves of Blog Talk Radio. And today on The Metaphysical Edge, we've got an interesting program for you. We've got a few really good friends that are in studio today with us. We have some that are joining us by phone, and we have others that are here in our portable remote studio. Isn't that what we want to call it?
Absolutely.
This is the portable remote studio.
I like to go anywhere.
I like to call it the hacienda on wheels.
Right.
Maybe the hut on wheels. Is that pretty good? So we're broadcasting today from the Florida State Caverns. It's a state park up in Marianna, Florida, and today the caverns are closed. So we'll have to give you the cavern report next week. But this week we'll be doing a little investigating down at the Florida State Caverns, and today we'll be going out along the trails and viewing the, the flowers and fauna of the area, and maybe get chased by a bee or two. So with that, let's grab up and first let's introduce our guest, in-studio guest, Mr. Ray.
Hi, how you doing?
Say hello to all of our listeners.
Hello to everybody out on Blog Talk Radio this morning. How y'all doing today?
Well, good, right? Great. Let's bring in our caller. Special guest number two. Miss Audrey. Audrey, are you with us?
Woohoo! Rock and roll!
There
yes,
you are.
I am. I'm at the caverns in spirit.
Oh, yeah. We can't get in until tomorrow.
Too bad. Beauty.
Oh, I'm doing fabulous, but I'm getting better. I'm excited about some new opportunities coming in, some of them are kind of top secret, but they're to do with our dreams and goals and getting ahead, which is your topic, I believe, today, right, Bree?
Right. That's our topic today, is getting ahead in life. How do we do it? So, Audrey, do you have any suggestions on how we get ahead in life? I mean, let's put it this way. You're my friend. I know you. And I know that there's been a lot of struggles along your path, but yet you've made it with a smile on your beautiful face and your vivacious personality. You've made it through. You're a survivor. So
yeah.
I think you're probably a good person to tell us, you know, your opinion on how we get ahead in life.
Well, thank you, Bea. I think I wouldn't be where I am today without people like yourself, who are the human angels of the world, living angels. Besides our spirit guides and angels, I do believe that I've always had very powerful spirit guides, and I know this, you know, working with you one-on-one over the many years of our friendship. And there's just a core group of a support system that I have. It's all about a quality support system of an extended family, if you would, I believe, you know, kind of like that song, Lean On Me, always brings, I love that song, you know, when you're not strong, you need a friend, you know, somebody to lean on. You know, we all are, no man's an island.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just feel like we need our support system, our living, walking human angels, people like yourself and my guy, David. He's been there for me and been an angel the past few years. I call him angel all the time. And, you know, besides our own inner strength to survive, that's obviously very important, and it's inside us. And I do believe
right.
that ever since I was a little girl, I've had that, you know, overcoming a lot of obstacles at a very young age. However,
yeah.
I still couldn't do it without, but then again, my teachers, my school teachers, they were my living angels too. So there's certain
right.
people in our lives that we're connected with or contracted with in this lifetime, or we've been friends of family in so many other lifetimes. So I'm talking from a very spiritual level, of course, because that's what your show is, you know, about our higher selves and spirituality. I feel like it's having that core support system to, you know, even just a couple people that believe in you, that lift you higher, that lift you up out of the mud when you feel like you're in the mud and stuck, you know, and
right.
giving you
right.
hope, giving us hope. And, you know, I mean, I could go on, but, you know, I'm sure that's probably enough for now.
I think it's beautifully said, Audrey, and, you know, you're right. We do have to lean on others, and sometimes that's hard to do. You know, it's a fine line, I think, whether we lean too much or not enough. I guess we got to find that happy medium when it comes to getting ahead in life without hurting others. I guess that's what I mean, not to take advantage of those who have so much love in their heart that they want to help others. So it's just my opinion, it's a fine line between, you know, helping someone and enabling someone. I guess that's what
yeah,
I'm
saying. Exactly. Because in the end, it's yourself and your connection to spirit and the divine or your supreme being or, you know, whatever you believe in. There's so many different
yeah,
beliefs.
Yeah, and I agree with you.
Yeah, in
I
the end, that's
you.
What you have to,
it's,
no
it's,
matter what.
It comes down to you.
Yeah, yeah it's you. You got to look yourself in the mirror every day and
yeah.
okay, how can I work, what can I work on improving today, or how can I be a better person, a kinder person, a more loving person? Because all that comes back like a boomerang, how we treat other people and how we love ourselves. And how we treat other people is really
yeah.
a lot of ways how we treat ourselves. You know, I've noticed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I agree with that. I agree with you on that, too, because if the love doesn't come from within ourselves, the love can't get out either. So we have to turn that love towards Audrey, towards B, towards Joe, towards Jody, who, by the way, is on hold and will be joining us momentarily, my darling, one of my best buddies, my darling Jody Head. She's a lovely lady, and we're going to bring Jody on in a little bit. Hang with us, Jody. We'll be right with you, girl. So Audrey, do you think, though, that what do you think about trusting others? What do you feel about that?
Well, I feel like you do. It is important to trust others, but for me personally, trust is not something that, and I've had some major trust issues come up in this lifetime for me. It's one of my soul
right.
lessons, deep soul.
Right.
And trust has been earned for me with other people, because I found that I used to be just too trusting and trust everybody and anybody and even the bad guys, you know, the bad
right.
girls and people that I thought that I could, you know, you just give them the benefit of the doubt because you assume that they have the innocent heart of your own, when that's not, and then sometimes you're disheartened and disillusioned and let down, you know, when they didn't really deserve your trust to begin with. Not everybody can be trusted. For me, it's a slow process.
True.
It can
I've
sometimes
learned that.
Take,
even
yeah.
Even at this age, I mean, that's a lesson that it's like if you don't learn it the first time around, you're going to go around and around and around until you get it. You know, patterning, it's how we pattern keep all of our options up in the air, in other words, because we're always going back to that same pattern. The way I feel about that, I'm thinking that maybe when we recognize ourselves going into patterns, that it would be a real good thing for us to slow down and really taste it, savor it, so that we can use our discernment before we move on.
Yeah.
To keep, you know, particularly when it comes to our spirituality and how that comes through and how we share that with everyone. You know, my favorite thing is the smile. I think the smile is the best asset that we have and also the best weapon, because a smile can really change a whole atmosphere. Just one little smile make a big change in the atmosphere of where you are. If people are hateful or mean-spirited, your best weapon is the smile. What do you think about that?
I agree. It's a universal language of love. And a smile is, you know, just priceless. And it doesn't cost anything to smile. And just to smile at somebody that might be having a bad day, it may have blessed them with a moment of hope, because you cared enough to smile to them, a stranger, or maybe you smile. I do that a lot. I practice smiling at strangers, opening the doors for them at different supermarkets. I love doing that. And it just makes me feel good. The reward is that feeling of a smile in my heart, that my heart is smiling.
Right.
Because I lift, you know, open the door for maybe a child and their mother, or, you know, somebody, an older person that couldn't get through the door. You know, just little acts, that random acts of kindness.
Right.
That's what
random acts of kindness, yes. I think that's what makes us human, are the random acts of kindness. I think that's part of it. I mean, because I really don't feel that animals, although they're loving in their own ways, they're still on a different level than we are, and they don't have that ability to pull through random acts of kindness the way humans can. Humans have that ability, that innate discernment that I think that makes us a little bit above, or, you know, of our cats and our dogs, because we have that ability. And I know you're a cat lover. You shower my page, my Facebook page, with kitty pictures, and I love every one of them. I love the kitten who gives you the paw. He's too cute. Yeah.
Like the paw force be, may the paw force be with you. I know that's
right.
Kittens are just so
it's
soft
good.
And fluffy and a little angel.
I'm going to bring in another animal lover right here, and this is Miss Jody Head. Welcome to the Metaphysical Edge, Miss Jody.
Good morning. And I'm sitting here with Mr. R.J. Cash on my lap. And so you don't
Mr.
really
R.J.
think
Cash.
That he has the ability to recognize... Don't your cats recognize when you really need them and they come over
yeah, but,
to you?
But they're indifferent. They're kind of indifferent, like, to your suffering. Cats and dogs, you know. I mean, I think they try and comfort us, yes. They're comforting. But I think that they're really indifferent. They don't have that sense of compassion. Although, I've seen the photos. I've seen them. The pigs raising the tiger cubs, you know.
What about when some other animal picks up with another, fit that's not its breed?
Right.
Well,
and
compassion, or they don't see that it's another breed?
No, I don't see it as compassion. Not in the sense that we do. I see it as us viewing it as compassion. And the animals, the pets, whatever, view it as innate and instinctive. I think it's instinct for them. I mean, because animals are a direct copy of what we are. We give them love, they, you know, give love back. If you give them fear or hurt or hate, that's how they're going to act.
So when RJ is really kind to the cats or he's protecting them, that's just...
Oh, well, they're his, though.
Well, they're his.
Yeah,
they're part of his pack.
Yeah, yeah, you're talking a family unit. Yeah, because you've got RJ is the head pin, king, you know, the kingpin there. He's a head pin. He's all right. Well, as long as I didn't call him a pinhead, he's good. He's beautiful. Tell us about Mr. RJ. How is he today?
Oh, he's good. We're in the office, and he's good. We're just hanging. He sits with me every day.
Is he telling you what to do?
No, but I think, you know, he hangs out with me, and he's comforting, and I enjoy looking at him and feeling his energy and his... and his sweetness, and it's a very comforting and loving.
Right.
And I enjoy that.
I miss that. I miss the cats. I miss their energy. Yeah, you're right. When you get used to having that energy field around you, the love, it makes it really difficult to go without it. You get used to it.
Well, exactly.
It feels nice. Yeah, it feels nice.
And you don't think you could take couldn't take one of your cats with you on a leash?
I could. I've got harnesses and leashes for all three of them. You know, my inside cats. And I've done that before, taking them. It's a little hard, a little difficult with the door open and closing. Yeah, I'd be afraid if they ever got out, it'd scare the life out of me.
Yeah, I can't.
They're strictly innies.
Yeah, I know. The minute I think I've lost any one of the cats, well, you know, when I moved a few years ago, what was it, 3 years ago when I moved and I thought I lost one of the cats?
Right,
There was no way I was leaving without him.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
But, a dog is very comforting. But, you know, I never thought about you. Being you are an angel, but I never really.
Oh.
I guess when you think about you're right about your spirit guides or guardian angels, and you really are that. But you just let yourself be known.
Well, I think we all have it in us, but it all comes from one source, and that source, of course, is love and love for everything. And I think that's the most important thing, you know. And we were Audrey was talking about it a little earlier, and about how it's all about love. Love is the deal. John Lennon, "All You Need Is Love." You know, the Beatles. That song wasn't just a pop hit. That song was an iconic message that we still hear, that we still listen to. I mean, you know, 40 how many years? 40 years? 50 years? Holy cow!
I know, right? Can you believe it? Well, for yourself, for other people, people forget that because they lose sight of that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're not losing sight of you, my darling. Let's tell everyone, what do you do in that office of yours? I think you need to tell folks what it is that Jody does in her office.
What do I do
RJ
with most of the time?
Supervisor.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I make guitar straps. And I sometimes make them for very interesting performers. And the other part of the time, I develop them and design them and manufacture them. And I sell to stores and I sell online. And that's what we do here in this office.
I think that's a great thing to do. What a creative hotspot right there.
It is a creative hotspot. There's all kinds of energy floating around down here.
I think that's fabulous. So are you working on any new projects? I often see you putting up posting photos of your fabulous
of my creations.
Traps.
Well,
yes,
I'm not working on anything.
Awesome.
I'm not working on anything really special today. It's just, well, they're all special, but today I have some orders that I have to make the straps for. But I've also, my straps are made with leather and fabric, and they, you know, they're all kind of combined differently with different materials. Then they come together, and each one is a different style. But I'm also a hand beater, and I started hand beating maybe about 20 years ago, and I started doing hand-beaded guitar straps with Austrian crystal
right.
and glass seed beads.
Right.
And that's how I started working in my field. And recently, and then I didn't bead for a while. I stopped hand beading, and I started hand beading again.
I saw that. I saw it on your Facebook page.
It's pretty,
just
isn't
really
it?
Really awesome. Yes, beautiful.
Because you
that
do beautiful
seems to be
beadwork.
Meticulous. Oh, well, what I do isn't as meticulous as what you're doing. You're doing the real deal. I just like to put them together on strings.
Well, it's still, you know, they still speak to you somehow. You know, the beads and the colors and the pieces fit together because they do fit together. But they come to you because I look at your because they're pieces of work. I mean, maybe it's not intricate beading, but each piece comes to you because you felt something about that piece and it came into and you felt that it was finished after you worked on it. You put a color here, you put a different stone, you twisted something. But with the hand beading, it's
true. Yeah, that's very true the way you describe it. You're right.
Because
I mean, that's
how
you do it. I mean, you. I think that's marvelous because you do that with your designs. I mean, I noticed on your site, because I stalk your site, you know, you're my friend. I like to check you out. And I
you want to know what the whole picture is.
Yeah. Well, I've met you, so I've seen the whole picture, and you're a lovely lady, and I've met Audrey, too. So that's why having the two of you here on the program together, to me, is really kind of exciting, because we all have that in common. Although you and Audrey haven't met, I've had the opportunity to meet both of you, vivacious and awesome women. And I've got this man sitting across from me here, and I've gotten to meet him the same way and played down and dirty in the dirt with him. That makes him a real special, you know, person.
Oh, my goodness,
you got a little visual there, huh?
I didn't expect it for that.
So true.
But that's what I do. You know, most of what's done in this office is, is the planning for more of the production straps and the beadwork. I do privately outside of here.
Right. That's pretty cool. That's really cool, hon. You do beautiful work. You really do.
Thank you.
I think that's awesome. Right? And I think anybody who's in who's either in a band or plays guitar of any way, shape, form, they need to check out your website. They need a strap, exactly. And if they need a strap, they need to Jody Head. That's jodyhead.com.
Yes, they do.
Absolutely. Everybody needs a head on their shoulders, and that's
the
love.
I was just going to say that as a head on their shoulders.
Everybody needs a head across their shoulders. Absolutely.
They need the strap across their heart. They need a head on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I do. I like
that. Well,
that's
what's on my business card is a head on your shoulders.
It?
Yep. Did you? You didn't
no
know
kidding.
That?
Excellent. Cool. Cool beans.
Well, I am going to go. I just wanted to call and say hi.
Great. Real glad that you stopped in to see us.
Well, okay.
All right.
Well, have a lovely day.
Thank you. I'm sending lots of love your way always.
Okay.
And thank you. Yep. And to all your babies, all the children.
I will.
All your caddies.
Thank you.
And, of course, Mr. Cash.
He's back. He's sleeping. He's had a rough morning.
He's had
okay.
a rough day.
Thank you.
It's
love
tough
you.
Being a supervisor. Love you
okay.
too, babe.
Bye.
Bye. Beans, I love me some Jody. Isn't Jody wonderful? Really, in all honesty, her straps are gorgeous, though. I mean, they're just beautiful. And if you are a guitar player, or if you know a guitar player, would like to give them a really unique gift, you want to check out Jody, J-O-D-I, Head, H-E-A-D.com, JodyHead.com, and get you a nice, pretty guitar strap. One beautifully designed guitar strap, absolutely. So, we've got Audrey with us today, and we have Crystal King Joe Ray, who hasn't been saying much of anything. Us ladies have just run right over you, Crystal Joe.
That's okay. Yeah. I enjoy listening to y'all.
Well, what do you think about getting ahead in life? You've got quite a story, too. I mean, you've gone through a lot of changes and a lot of disruptions. I mean, like Audrey and I were talking about. So, do you have any tips for our listeners on how to keep going, how to keep that survival spirit moving and growing and stuff like that?
Well, never give up and keep on going. That's what you have to do. I mean, you can get dealt some bad hands, but you've always got to keep going, because, I mean, giving up is definitely not something to do.
I agree. Giving up is for, what do they say, for wusses? Is that the word?
Well,
is that the word you could say on the air? Well, too late. But true. I mean, giving up is the hardest thing. It's harder, I think.
That's the easy way out.
Well, they say it's easy, but really, it's admitting failure. It's not so easy, you know, and it's like bringing yourself down a root level.
The first thing is, you never fail.
See, I agree with that. That I buy into 100%. I don't believe in failure either.
No, you just make a mistake.
And you learn from it.
It's just like Bob Ross. Yeah, you make a little mistake here. Yeah, we do something else and we keep on going. I mean,
that's right.
You always make life better. It's what
you remember Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah, I love Bob Ross. Oh, yeah.
He put a little happy tree here and a little happy tree there.
Oh, I've got his books, paint. I got all kinds of Bob Ross. Yeah. You know how I got all that. So, yeah.
Yep. Miss Mary.
Yep.
Yep, Miss Mary. Miss Mary gave you some culture there.
Yeah, she
sure did.
She brightened my life up on a lot of things that I never did, you know.
You may never have seen before, but I think that's why you and she got together, is because of that, which I think is wonderful. Sacred, even.
Because you see, now there's somebody that never admitted defeat and always jumped on life and kept going.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she battled every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And that's a wonderful thing. And so you learn that from her.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think we learn that by some of the experiences that we put ourselves in, too. And she more than likely chose those obstacles because, number one, they were probably fun, and number two, it was a challenge. That's Mary probably was a lady that loved challenge.
Oh, she did? Yeah.
So that
was a big challenge when she got me.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so really, I wish Mary could be here. It'd be really nice, nifty to
she's
talk
here.
To her. Well, she's here. She's with us. But you'll have to channel for her if she has anything to say. And I know you can do that, because there's a lot of things that you do that I don't know that you really realize that you're doing it. You're very psychic in your own way. And, you know, we can take a call or two if you'd like to try your hand at your psychic abilities. I see you've got that library stone in your hand. That's a natural citrine with all the students down the bottom.
Yep.
Isn't that awesome?
Whole class level.
Yeah. So that's the teacher's stone, which I think is really awesome. Really nice. And Crystal Joe, we call him Crystal King and Crystal Joe, but Joe Ray has been in the mining effort in Arkansas on the crystal mine since 1976.
Yes, right.
1976.
Yeah.
So we could say that you really have your act together when it comes to crystals. So by calling you Crystal Joe, it's literal. Okay? Yeah, literal. Can you were holding that stone. What were you seeing in it when you were holding it? And maybe
I see love. Crystals to me just, you know, put out so much love and they bring people together. I mean, that's really, I'm just a nut for crystals. So, I mean, anytime I get to go dig, I go dig. And I love sharing it with everybody. I wish everybody come dig with me. If anybody wants to come go dig, call me up, hit me up. And
find them on Facebook.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I'll go if I can go.
I think that's great. That we need to let people know that, that they can find you on Facebook and they can find you under your Crystal Master 55 Enterprises.
Right.
Right. Or your name, which is Joe Ray, just Joeray, correct?
Right.
And that's how they can find you. So I think that's pretty cool that that people can get a hold of you like that. And if they would like to go up to any of the mines, that you'd be willing to go get dirty and get down and dirty with
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
I know, you did it to me. And I could, and I'm still alive, people. I made it. And that's the truth. But, I mean, now Board Camp Crystal Mine is where we met up
right.
and did some digging up there. And that's just a real pretty place. But it seems that all the mines up there are just beautiful
yeah.
locations.
Everything up there is beautiful. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it's just a great place. It's, anywhere, anytime you get out in nature, and it's all great wherever you are. You know, I mean, just walking through up out there and looking at the beauty of what Mother Earth has given us. I mean, it's just, whether you dig crystals or not, it doesn't really matter.
Well, what do you see outside of this window right now?
Oh, I just see big, lovely trees giving us fresh oxygen, fresh air. It's really, it's a beautiful day here, sun shining. We're about 82, 85 degrees right now.
Right. It's sunny. It's beautiful up here today. Mostly after all the rain. We're still, excuse me, sloshing around in water on the rug. I'm wearing my shoes today. So, but it's beautiful when you look out that window and you see all that nature is. And it's, gosh, just look at the intricacies, the way all the little vines support the trees, and they're bending the trees in the most graceful way. This is such a beautiful area here, and I'm sad to say that the caves are closed, but they're closed on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Tuesday and Wednesday. Wait, they're open today then.
No. Today's Wednesday.
Today's Thursday.
No, it's
we're
Wednesday,
on the radio.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, because they're closed today.
Yeah.
So we can't go, but we can go tomorrow. And that's why the campground fills up on the weekends. Yeah, understood. But this is going to be lovely here to go walking down the grounds and such. I'd like to come up here and go out at night and take photos. So maybe we can do that later and see if we can get some orb photos.
Maybe. No telling what we might catch.
That's the truth. Hey, we've got a caller online. What do you say we take this caller?
Go for it.
All righty. Area code 636. Hi, you're live and on the air with Bea and Joe and Audrey. Audrey's still with us. Yeah.
Oh, hi. Hey, guys.
Hi.
It's Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi.
How are you?
You know, I'm great. You know, I always have to support you guys. So I thought I'd call in. I'm a little late, but you know how the phones are here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
How
yeah,
you
I'm
doing?
Real happy that we got cell service up where we are. We're doing great. We're just having a roundhouse discussion today. Our main topic, although we've gone off topic a number of times, our main topic is how to get ahead in life, how to keep it going, how to get that mojo and keep it moving.
Great topic.
Yeah, so you have any suggestions or any tips or hints that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well,
I love
putting
you on the
spot. I think they're personal for each of us, but for me, I think it's just following the passion and letting go of the expectation.
Beautiful.
I like that.
That's really powerful. Yeah.
And I mean, once we follow our passion, in my mind, once we follow our passion, everything falls into place. As long as we don't have that expectation, it's done that for me most of my life. It's like I've learned just to let go, let things flow, follow my heart,
right.
Follow my passion, and, you know, somehow
right.
It always comes together.
I trust that too, Cindy, honestly I do. And I've seen it in action. I mean, when you trust the process, everything flows smoothly. It's when we buck it and buck the system, buck the process and try to muck it up, throw the monkey wrench in, as it were, sabotage, self-sabotage.
And we tend to do that to ourselves. We tend to, let our minds go into that expectation, which is, I should be here. It's, why are the competition staying away from the outside chatter, in a sense? Not allowing what you see other people happening to other people, and I think people get blocked because of that outside chatter and expectation.
Right. You're right. I keep thinking you're saying expectation, and I really get that. But I also keep getting this flash of entitlement.
Yes.
And sometimes I feel that sense of entitlement sometimes doesn't do us well.
No.
We really, I think that gives us a hard time too.
I agree.
But
our egos, I think, come in saying, I should have this, I should have that,
yeah.
I should be here, I should be there. Then that's definitely entitlement. Our mind working on that.
And you hit it. I mean, it's ego.
Mm-hmm.
Ego has a real important job.
Mm-hmm. And, to me, there's good. Sorry.
No, I was saying Crystal Joe was laughing at that one. That hit a nerve.
Yeah.
There's
good,
yeah.
In my mind, good ego and bad ego. And, the good ego is what propels us to move forward. And the bad ego is the one that does have that entitlement or that expectation of something more, wanting to move faster. And, I guess in my mind, we have to go through certain things to learn and to get to where we eventually will be.
Right. Yeah. And it's pretty interesting. And for me, a lot of times that it happens in dream state. I see it in dream state. And then I forget about it immediately. As soon as your feet hit the floor, until that situation pops up and there it is. You remember the dream. And it's like, oh, yeah, I can do this. I did this in dream state. I worked on this before.
Right. So there's your good ego, because that's something that, that is propelling you, but not with that sense of entitlement.
Right. Right.
So,
that's pretty
good.
I like that. I'm so glad you hung out with us today and came in. And I don't know if Audrey's at the mic or not, but I've got Audrey on the line, too. I thought she might like to add something to it. She might not be she might not.
Oh no, I'm here. I'm here.
I just
hear
love
there
Audrey.
She is.
Yeah, I love Cindy too. Yeah, I think once again, there is a, you know, that I've always had this slogan, you know, and I have to work on. I've always been working on it myself, you know, practice what I preach, right? As far as the teacher appears when the student's ready. That could be the job, the dream. That could be the dream job that's our teacher. That could be a person, a place, an animal, anything that appears when we are ready and in divine time. And everything is always in spirit's timing, the universe, God. You know,
right.
and it's. For me, I know one of my life lessons has always been patient, and I've always been impatient a lot of times in my life, which has cost
right.
me. It's cost me dearly. I've learned some hard lessons that way, but I've also learned to be better about it as well, to be better with my patience. In some areas, I'm patient, and then in some areas, I still have some work to do. So, I guess for me, it's about being hopeful. Instead of feeling entitlement, that's one thing, which is not a good thing, like the bad ego part. But I think if you're
right.
hopeful and you cling on to that hope, and like Joe says, Joe Ray, you just never, ever give up. Or maybe, and I've done this myself, maybe you just, you're not giving up, but you're temporarily giving yourself thoughtful reflection or time to regroup, and then you're back
right.
at your pursuits of your soul's mission, right? Whatever our soul came into this life to really accomplish, you know, that type of thing. So that's all
right.
I got to say about that.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like what you said, and I agree. I like it. I think it's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it when you said earlier about when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I like that. But I also like when the teacher is ready, the students appear. And I think,
yeah.
It goes both ways, right?
I agree.
And so we have to look at it that we play both roles, you know, student and teacher. At least that's how I see it.
And I think, you know, another thing that holds a lot of us back is giving too much power to the small things that we perceive as negative when there are so many blessings. It's like allowing for the blessings to override those small things that we go through daily that we perceive as negative. I mean, I call it training the brain. When something hits you that you perceive as negative, you look at it for what it is. Is it really important?
Right.
Is it something that I'm going to even remember in a week? You know, and
right.
and if not, and sometimes the things that we perceive as negative are actually blessings in the long run, and they came around to teach us something that we needed to learn to be able to progress.
Yeah.
I love B.
Yeah,
that reminds me of when you think when something bad happens, or we think it, we perceive it as bad or very negative or painful, you'll say, well, give it its 5 minutes of fame, and then you're
that's it.
Moving on. I love that.
Oh, I love that.
Exactly it. Moving on after it gives its 5 minutes of fame, and that's the end of it. Then you move on, and
mm-hmm.
and that's how you learn to love the bad stuff, I think.
Right.
Anyway, you know, and loving the bad stuff is not so bad.
No,
because it's all,
I agree.
Yeah, you know, it all comes out. It all balances out.
Mm-hmm.
Almost
and,
on a
you know,
constant basis.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm done. I'm sorry, dear.
No, it's sorry. But sometimes it is just the perception, and even though it feels bad at the moment,
right.
It actually, you will see the positive that comes from that perceived bad moment in the future. And so it's a matter of trusting that eventually you're going to see it, or what is what it is that you want, having faith that, yes, in fact, it will happen in its time. And that's where the patience comes in that you were talking about, Audrey. It does.
Yeah.
I mean, even like we were trying to sell our houses because we're moving to Key West. And
things weren't,
I know. How cool is that?
Gee,
you know how
that
long I
awesome.
Wanted to be there. But the patience was like, I finally had to say, every single time we've bought or sold a home, or tried to, you know, we perceived in the moment, we wrote a contract on a house once, and we perceived in the moment that it was awful that we didn't get it. But come to find out, within a couple of years, the market went down, and we would have ended up with a house that we paid way too much money for. So in essence,
right.
That's just a simple way of saying what I perceived as bad turned out to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Blessings in disguise. I remember a very hard lesson of that. It was, good Lordy, at a spiritual service in Washington, D.C., where the preacher or the minister got up and said, "I love being hurt." And it's like everybody looked at him like he was crazy. You what? That's right. You heard right. I love being hurt. I love it. When God gives me hurt, I love it because I know I can feel. And it's like, what? I know I can feel. I love the hurt because I know I can feel.
Isn't that something to start off his sermon?
It was with that, and that opened up the whole door to how even the everything that's bad, be grateful for the hurt, because the hurt is what propels us. The hurt is what gives us the strength to move on to the next. And I think Crystal Joe said it earlier, what doesn't kill me, what was it, how you said it, it doesn't hurt me, won't, whatever. I'm getting the metaphor mixed up. I'll have to ask Crystal Joe to repeat it, but do you remember what it was?
No.
Something
what?
About
whatever
doesn't
kill me
kill
makes
you
me stronger.
Makes me stronger. Yeah. That's what he said. If it doesn't kill me, it'll make me stronger. And that's just what we, you know, just what,
and,
what
you know,
it is.
And it's amazing what we can get through when we're not given a choice, too.
And, boy, you got that right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's true. Like people think that you know, things are tough, and yet they don't give themselves credit for the things that they've already been through in their past that they, you know, came through with, you know, just such positive things for moving forward. And you know, we tend to want to focus on that one perceived negative, even though we've been through so much worse in our lives, and we forget. We're not our own best friend.
Sometimes, you're right. I mean, I see that. Mostly when we're going to dwell in the hurt, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
But I still want to respect it, give it its 5 minutes of fame, and let it go.
Oh, heck yeah. Maybe even 10 sometimes.
Right?
Yeah.
It depends. Well, didn't Andy Warhol, wasn't he the one Andy Warhol gave... he said everybody gets their 15 minutes of fame. And I'm thinking, yeah, well, he's right. I mean, that's just what you got to do. Take your 15 minutes with it and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, you know, but I'd rather say 5 because, that, you know, I think that's just.
Yeah.
and just enough. You know, for sure, but. I'll tell you, I'm so glad that you gals called us in today because our one of our guests is being mighty quiet.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah, being mighty quiet.
I've not met, is it Joe?
You haven't met Joe, Cindy?
No, I haven't.
Cindy. This is Joe.
Hi, Cindy. Nice to meet you.
You too.
This is Crystal Joe Ray. He's from Pine Bluff, but might as well say he's from Mount Ida. Because he sure hangs around Mount Ida a lot.
Yeah.
Crystal, capital of the world.
Crystal, capital of the world. Did they put that back on the sign yet, Crystal
Joe? I don't
know.
I don't know if they've done it yet, but they said they was going to do it.
Yeah. Can't believe they took Crystal, capital of the world off the Chamber of Commerce sign.
Yep.
Terrible, terrible. You know what'll happen? Murfreesboro will take it.
Oh, wait, they're the Diamond Center. Yeah, I'm sorry. They're the Diamond Center.
Yeah.
I'm getting my stones confused. Crystal, diamonds, you know, all too much for me. But we're going caving today. We're going to take a walk down to the tunnel cave. Is that the one we're going to see? Yeah, we're going to see the tunnel cave and take some pictures. So we'll have some pictures up on Facebook for sure of the different caves, and we'll be in the caverns. Yeah, as soon as we can get in there, we'll get into the caverns and check that out. Last time I was down in those caverns, I got a lot of orb pictures, a lot of orbs. So there's a lot of energy down through there. So I know we're going to have fun.
Awesome.
Right, Crystal Joe? Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to show Crystal Joe the shark tooth in the ceiling. It always makes you wonder, how did that shark tooth get up in that ceiling of the cave?
How did it
get up there? I mean, I hope they tell us.
Well, at some time, maybe it flooded.
Probably was underwater, I would think. Yeah, I might think that this whole area was probably underwater. Although we're about 200 feet above sea level here, I think up in the Marianas, a little higher elevation. Down where I live, down on the coast, we're at 7 feet above sea level. So... Cindy, you're going to be zero where you are.
Well, actually, I'm looking at that as I'm buying, because I think the highest elevation in Key West is 8 foot, and it's very limited housing there. And so I'm trying to stay. Well, we have a house that we're selling that just sold in, do you know where Anna Maria Island is? It's about 3 miles from Anna Maria on the west coast. And that house is only a couple of feet above sea level.
Right.
So,
is that by Sandhill?
Yeah, so we're kind of used to it. Although we live in Missouri on historical ground.
Oh, you live in Missouri?
Yeah.
Right.
And we live on Daniel Boone historical ground here. And we're way above sea level.
Awesome. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I have ghost stories on this house when we first moved in.
I'll bet. We might have to have you on someday to talk about that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was a little actually spooky at first, and I'm married to an electrical engineer, and, of course, he was a non-believer until we moved here.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Now he'll even say to his guy friends when they say, "Do you believe in that hocus pocus?" He's like, "I do now."
I do now.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I cleaned it out. So.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
I still have, you know, living on historical land, I still have spirits that pop in and out. But I've kind of set some boundaries up. And some of them don't so much. I think the last thing that we had happen was, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago when a floor register just flew up out of the floor.
Wow. Yeah, that could be a surprise.
Yeah, and I could feel a male energy, so I told him, it's time for you to go. We don't deal with, you know, that kind of stuff. So out of here.
Yeah, good. Yeah. and when you leave, tell them they have to stay. They don't follow you to Key West.
There's one woman I think will. She's extremely protective and motherly, but I really like the people that bought the house because they'll respect the land and the animals, and so I'm not going to leave them behind.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's good. So, you're not leaving them. in that sense. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What made you pick Key West, if you don't mind my asking? I mean, you can't get any further south.
I know. And actually, it feels like home. We've been going there for 28 years, I guess. And
yeah.
We have so many local friends there. We love the music. Of course, I
right.
love the water.
Republic.
Yeah, and so,
yeah,
you know, we get
awesome.
There and it always just feels like we're home.
Yeah, yeah, it's beautiful and, down there. It's about 10 hours from here, maybe 11 hours from where I am. I'm way up
yeah,
on,
it's a way.
In the panhandle. Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's okay. I'll be coming down that way. I found
oh,
this great
course.
Way now. I could do my program from wherever I am, so I'm traveling
not only
now.
That, but you know the haunted history of Key West, and I have a lot of friends
oh, yes.
that run haunted tours and that sort of thing down there. And
yeah, that's cool.
I, the one, yeah, the guy that was the founder of the Key West Ghost Tours sold it,
right.
but he started another one that's interactive. So he has tools of the trade for the people that go on the tour.
Nice.
Then I have a couple. Yeah, so I've gotten to actually go into a lot of the historical properties down there that are haunted, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, I would dig that. That's really awesome. That's
yeah.
really awesome. There's I've been down some down as far as maybe I'm trying to think Tampa, I think. To do investigations like. You know, paranormal investigations, but the whole Florida has got a really haunted history. So I think you're in for a lot of fun when you go down there.
Oh yeah, and I already had a lot
surrounded.
Of fun. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean just think of all the gold that they found out there.
Oh yeah, and
all
and
the
I
pirating.
Have some of this
yeah.
silver that came from what is that ship?
The Atosha.
Yeah. And
yeah, the Atosha, yeah.
The Atosha, yeah. And
yeah.
But that, you know, its nickname is the Island of Bones. I don't
wow.
know if you knew that, Key West.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's on bones. I mean, really, when you think of it, the bones of all the skeletons of all the pirates. I mean, the coral, because it's built, the keys are built on coral. And...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it goes way down. It's a huge coral reef. That's where the fellow built the coral castle. Well, that's down like Florida City. It's all the way down Homestead.
Yeah,
but
like Key Largo.
Castle.
Yeah,
Key Largo, I
think, has the largest, what do you call it, in
coral reef.
The United States, or one of the largest. I'm not sure which
yeah.
it is, but in
yeah,
I can't
been,
think of the name
yeah.
of the park.
Yeah, I've been over that way, and down. My favorite spot is down there by the Big Bullet that tells you you're only 90 miles from Cuba. Whoa, that's
yeah.
scary.
It is. It's like actually closer to Cuba than it is to Miami.
Yes, imagine that. It's just 90
yeah.
miles. That's close. I mean, mm-hmm. although I think we're closer in Russia, up by the Bering Strait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're closest to Russia there, closer than we are to Cuba. But it's still pretty amazing when you can go to the end of the United States, and that's just where our friend is moving. Good for you, Cindy. And with that, well, I guess that's the end of our show. Where did the time go, guys? Thank you for joining us, Audrey. Thank you so much for being with us today, Cindy. And I'm so glad you called in. And
thanks.
I think it's wonderful to have you with.
Thank
and
you so much.
Joe, thank you, Crystal Joe, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Having
I
some fun
with
us with on the air. We're having fun. Audrey, I love you lots. Cindy, much love to you, too. And
thank you.
Thank you to all our listeners.
Love to you.
Warmest blessings. Have a great week.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.